William Mangum has been a professional artist for 36 years, selling his art all over the world, running his own gallery, and giving back to the community. Bill's provided original art to the Honor Card program for 25 years, raising awareness about the homeless in our state. Bill's involvement sprang from a chance meeting he had years ago with a homeless man named Mike Saavedra, who was unable to care for himself. Bill ultimately became Mike's caregiver, and he credits Mike for teaching him many life's lessons. Bill's new book, Michael's Gift, An Artist's Journey to the True Meaning of Life, is his personal tribute. Tell me about this year's card.
Well, this year's card, as the 25th anniversary, I wanted to make it something special, and sometimes it's always been the focus of the individual, but this year I wanted to celebrate the caretakers. So this year's card's called Fall Into Me. I was working in the studio one day, and there's this great band called Sugarland, and they have this wonderful song called Fall Into Me. And as I was listening to the lyrics, I began to jot them down, and I immediately started painting this image in my mind, and I knew from that point forward this was the backdrop for this year's creation. It's a gentleman that's down on his knees that's reaching out to befriend this homeless individual on a bench. And so often that's exactly how God uses us. We are the conduit. We are the ability to help others. So that idea of homeless individuals, needy people falling into me, letting me help you, is really the celebration of this year's Honor Card.
Fall into me.
And this is happening, and the new book is coming, and you're going into the furniture business as well. And this is an exciting period in your life. Well, how did this collaboration begin?
Well, it's an amazing new chapter. It's one that I've actually been down in the past, but it never came to fruition, unfortunately. I'd actually signed a couple of license agreements 12 years ago. And unfortunately, as the collection was coming to the launch, the CEOs were let go of the companies, and so were my collections. But I had a good friend, Jeff Beeston, who's with Klausner Furniture here in Asheboro, North Carolina, called me back up in January, and he asked me if I would like to pursue this once again. And believe it or not, Jeff has done 35 different license collections. So as we met, he said, Bill, you know, art is so authentic, and it really tells a great message. And the thing about license home collections, what really makes them home runs, is if you've got great product. It's got to be good product, number one. But if you've got a good story to complement it, then it really can sell. Well, at the October Furniture Market, we launched this collection. It's called Carolina Preserves, and it's based on my second book that I did back in 2000. And it's a real tribute to the beauty of our state. You know, North Carolina is so diverse from the mountains to the coast. Under the masthead of Carolina Preserves, we have two collections. One's called Blue Ridge, which is this beautiful, handsome cherry finish, which is bedroom, dining, and occasional tables. And then the second collaboration is called Seabreeze, which is an off-white painted birch. So amazing contrast, and then you take the beauty of the upholstery and the ability to paint for fabrics and create all that. All of this is just a marvelous new canvas for me to create on.
Artist and North Carolina native William Mangum. Michael's Gift, An Artist's Journey to the True Meaning of Life, contains all 25 paintings of the annual honor card. 100% of all contributions support the agency, and so far they've raised $4.5 million to support the homeless. This year's card is Fall Into Me. Bill's new book is Michael's Gift, and his new home collection is titled Carolina Preserves. You'll find links to all three at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.